Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, October 12, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Congress moving forward on President Trump's Supreme Court pick. The campaign scrapped the second presidential debate. Basketball backs away from Black Lives Matter. New York sees another bloody weekend. Fast food thriving in the age of COVID. Also ahead, will Kamala Harris hurt Joe Biden? But first, Judge Amy Coney Barrett speaking before the Senate Judiciary Committee. President Supreme Court nominee telling lawmakers the courts, quote, are not designed to solve every problem in our public life, unquote. Judiciary Chair Lindsey Graham predicting Judge Barrett will be confirmed no later than October 27th, exactly a week before Election Day. The Commission on Presidential Debates canceling the second contest between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Both campaigns failed to reach an agreement on how to hold a virtual event following the president's COVID diagnosis. Mr. Biden will hold a televised town hall with ABC News on October 15th. Mr. Trump may organize a competing rally at the same time. NBA officials telling ESPN the league will stop social justice messaging next season. Commissioner Adam Silver confirming politics will be handled off the court in 2021, saying, quote, there will be some sort of return to normalcy. Ratings for the NBA this year, lowest on record. Crime wave in New York City continuing. At least 12 people shot over the weekend, two killed. Gun violence up 166% in the Big Apple. Homicides up 50% compared to last year. This is what happens when progressive politicians take over. COVID generating big bucks for the country's fast food chains. New data from the National Restaurant Association says sales at McDonald's, Domino's, Taco Bell up double digits, while family-owned businesses are closing in record numbers. Experts predict more than 100,000 local restaurants will shut their doors for good by Christmas because of the pandemic. The fast food places are prospering because of the drive-in windows. In a moment, Senator Kamala Harris. She is speaking. Right back.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, the Kamala effect. In my opinion, Senator Harris is a dangerous person. She may be president of the United States one day. And if that happens, everything will change in this country, for the worse, and maybe forever. Senator Harris possesses many weapons in her quest for power. She identifies as African American and uses skin color to attack and deflect. Her running mate, Joe Biden, got a heavy taste of that when she told him that she was a victim of Biden's bigotry as a little girl. We all remember that in the Democratic debate. A stunned Biden had no cogent reply. Kamala, also a proud feminist who, quote, believes women, unquote. Brett Kavanaugh got a massive dose of that when the senator convicted him of terrible crimes on nationwide TV. Despite being a career prosecutor, Ms. Harris totally denied Mr. Kavanaugh any semblance of due process, attempting to destroy him and, by extension, his wife and two daughters. Later, when the FBI found zero evidence that Justice Kavanaugh had ever violated anyone, Senator Harris continued her witch hunt, saying she believed a woman who accused Joe Biden of a physical crime. Remember that? But incredibly, Mr. Biden does not hold a grudge against Ms. Harris and seems to be happy having her as a running mate. By the way, Senator Harris now believes Joe Biden is the greatest guy, not guilty of anything. Quite a conversion. After last week's debate, a focus group of regular folks run by Frank Luntz all agreed that Kamala Harris came across as, quote, arrogant and condescending. Looked that way to me. When Vice President Pence tried to correct misstatements by the senator, she snapped, "I'm speaking," three times. And it was true, she was speaking, saying many words that were false. She said President Trump called the pandemic a hoax. He did not. She said fracking would not stop if the Democrats win the election. She said the exact opposite at a town hall. She said Abraham Lincoln refused to nominate a Supreme Court judge while campaigning for a second term. Not true. So what we have here is failure to communicate in an honest way. But when Mr. Pence attempted to point that out, Ms. Harris gave him a look of contempt. The message was clear. How dare you contradict me, Kamala Harris, a woman who believes all women, a woman who will not be silenced by the likes of you or any misogynist. This makes Kamala Harris dangerous if you are a traditional American who believes in due process, honest discourse, and a country that does not divide people into race and gender. So if the Biden-Harris ticket wins, all of us, including old Joe, better watch our backs. That's because the little girl on the bus is now a left-wing zealot consumed with obtaining power. While Kamala is speaking, you interrupt at your own peril. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by writing it. Disagree? I want to hear from you. Bill@BillO'Reilly.com, Bill@BillO'Reilly.com. And please consider my new book, the big bestseller, Killing Crazy Horse. In a moment, something you might not know. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. It is Columbus Day across the USA, the annual celebration of the Italian explorer, who captained four successful voyages across the Atlantic Ocean to the New World. Widely acknowledged as the first Southern European to discover the continent, recent polls show nearly half of Americans do not know the true story behind Columbus's journey. Here's how it really went down. After working as a sailor for 20 years, Christopher Columbus believed he knew a better route to Asia. To reach the Far East, head west. He lobbied monarchs across Europe, finally securing money from the Spanish crown. King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella promised to finance Columbus's trip, offering him the title of governor for any territory he discovered along the way. The Spanish needed gold in order to fight the Muslim wars. So at the age of 41 in 1492, Columbus set sail with a crew of 90. 6 weeks later, the explorers landed on what is now the Bahamas. The Europeans first thought the territory was actually Japan or China or India. The men then sailed the Caribbean, encountering the native populations. Writes Columbus, quote, "They ought to make good and skilled servants, for they repeat very quickly whatever we say to them," unquote. In 1493, Columbus returned to Spain. He was granted the title Admiral of the Oceans. During his lifetime, Christopher Columbus led a total of four expeditions to the New World, as I said, but he never accomplished his original goal, a Western Ocean route to the Orient. Columbus died in 1506, age 55. Modern doctors believe he likely perished from severe arthritis brought about by intestinal infections, possibly acquired through intimate activity. And here's something else you might not know. Columbus is not as popular as he used to be. According to a poll published by Newsweek magazine, 79% of American college students support ditching Columbus Day and replacing it with Indigenous Peoples Day. The swap would end the annual holiday that dates all the way back to 1792. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.